It's a big deal to meet the President of the United States. Some people will do just about anything to travel to a place where they might get to shake the President's hand. That's what Bob did. He even hitchhiked to get there. But what happened next was quite unexpected. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Bob Slater was a college student interested in meeting the President of the United States.
In October of 1952, I was a student at St. Benedict's College in Atchison. Harry Truman was going to be in St. Joe campaigning for Adlai Stevenson for president.
Bob's family had a connection to Truman. His father had supported the fellow Missourians' campaigns as far back as 1934.
In fact, they were so close that they exchanged correspondence all through the years. Dad had something like 300 letters from Mr. Truman.
Bob and a couple of friends from college did not have a car, so they hitchhiked the 30 or so miles from Atchison, Kansas to St. Joe to see Truman's speech. To their delight, the president had invited Bob's father to meet him in his private train car following the event.
How different things were in those days. Dad took us with him and told the security guy, he's with me, and he had credentials. We had nothing. You know, we're three college kids.
Bob, his dad, and two college friends had a great conversation with the president. At one point, Truman asked Bob about his travel arrangements.
He said, how'd you fellas get up here? He said, well, we hitchhiked. Of course, in those days, that was a common thing. And he said, well, here, I want to help you get back to Atchison.
The president turned to one of the local police officers working security for the event.
Sergeant, he says, take these fellas down to the Atchison Highway. First big car comes by, it has some space in it. I stop and tell them that the president would like them to take them back to St. Benedict's College.
Bob says the sergeant was just as surprised as the three college students, but nonetheless, he took the young men to the main highway and did as the president instructed.
Flagged down this car, and I'm sure the driver was very relieved he couldn't get a traffic ticket. I wonder what in the world's going on here. The policeman says the president would like to have you take these fellows down to St. Benedict's College.
It was a very unique memory Bob will never forget, with a U.S. president helping him hitchhike back to school. Traveling the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.